Did you intentionally not file the paperwork?
Administration does not file the paperwork for this program.
Who? You said we made a decision. Did you make a decision to not file the paperwork? That's what I'm asking. Was that a decision you made or your group made?
We as an organization, and I as the leader of this organization, made a decision, and I support the organization.
Made a decision to not file the paperwork. Let me ask you, why would you make a decision to not file paperwork that would get us money and roads and infrastructure?
So this is the ongoing question, hubbub, Mexican soap opera, whatever you want to call it, in the Santa Rosa County Commission. James Calkins is kicking and screaming about this $1.4 million road funding project that was not applied for the Small County Outreach Program, SCOP funds. And, you know, people are saying that it's money the county lost. There's no guarantee that we would have gotten approved for it at all. Maybe we would have, maybe we didn't, but the money was not applied for and that window has closed. And the question keeps coming up, you know, who's responsible? Well, Dan Schebler, the county administrator, has apologized for this and clarified, rightly so, that this was missed opportunity. And so then questions still linger, and should anything be done? The four other board members have total confidence in Dan. James Calkins wants to see him lose his job over it. So joining us now, we have Dan Schebler, Santa Rosa County Minister. And anytime there's a county meeting, we always like to have him on afterwards. Dan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. As you know, and I've told you, I said that on the air myself, and I've said it to you, you know, I have great confidence in you. I think you do an outstanding job administrating. And I quite frankly fear for what would happen if, let's say, he got his way. I mean, I don't know how many other people would leave out of fear that that'd be the way the counties run. So, but that's my take, okay? I wanted to give you a chance, if you want to add anything, if you want to clarify anything, because I know folks in Santa Rosa County are hearing about this, reading about this, and watching this online, and I just want to make sure they get as much information as they deserve. So what would be, do you have anything else to add to this conversation?
Well, I think, I mean, the clip you played kind of explains it in my mind. I don't know how to explain it any other way. I did let the previous public works director go on no notice, which created a gap in the organization. I filled that with an interim by sending the assistant county administrator down there. We had a hurricane. We had debris cleanup for 3+ months. In the process, we hired a new public works director, and there was a lot to do in that department to sort of right the ship, if you will, after a devastating hurricane for the area. And we also lost the assistant public works director. This is a program that is overseen and managed by that department, and we, the organization, did not submit the paperwork on time. I'm responsible for everything that happens in the organization, whether it's a decision I delegate or a decision I take myself. And so I take responsibility, and we have put steps in place, as the chairman mentioned last week when this was discussed, that this isn't going to happen again. But I think taking the time to look at a strategic approach and what are the right projects to apply for, when we only receive funding for 2 out of the last 8 projects, maybe we're not applying for the right projects. So we did, as an organization, make a decision to not apply in this year for that program, but we will apply in the future, and we do have, I think, a better approach going forward to be proactive in many areas as opposed to reactive, whether that's in our road paving program, in our stormwater pond maintenance program, in our mowing program, lots of things I think the county will see improvement in with the changes we've made in the organization.
Well, I appreciate that answer. I appreciate more of that perspective. And, this idea that it was somehow guaranteed money that you cost the county, or that somebody in the organization cost the county, that mischaracterization bothers me. And frankly, and I'll say it again, we have two counties with, I think, outstanding people of integrity running them, and I'm grateful that we have both Janice and you running these two counties. So, and I know the other county commissioners feel that way, and I want you to hear it from me publicly, because I don't want people to get the wrong impression about, you know, what's actually going on. Let's get to the business of what actually took place yesterday, the things that you guys did. I assume, I didn't get to the end of the meeting, but I assume you guys approved the extra sheriff's patrols for Tiger Point?
We did, yep. And we're working with the sheriff's office to fill those. It's additional patrols, so it's based on the availability of officers, and as Commissioner Wright mentioned yesterday, we'll have a reporting mechanism back to make sure that the additional investment of dollars is having a return. And we'll bring that back at our first May meeting to the board to provide an update.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a lot of infrastructure investment. Decisions made by the board after the hubbub, as you called it. We actually did a lot of real business. Some infrastructure, stormwater improvements, Camden Drive outfall project was approved. A new light on Schmuckla Highway at Education Drive, which will improve safety and improve traffic flow and alleviate the need to have a deputy out on that corner every morning when school's in session. So a lot of good things happened.
Yeah, school. I mean, everywhere they exist, schools cause traffic trouble. I mean, it's just the way it is. And so, having some better solution for that, I'm sure that's going to make things better. Plus, I think the 5 points, if I'm not mistaken, you tell me if I'm. Or you know, there's a couple of traffic signals you and I talked about last week that got approved for the intelligent traffic management system. So they'll be able to be remotely operated to accommodate traffic flow. That connection to the ATMS, right? That got approved yesterday.
Yeah, the money got approved yesterday. We have to do a budget amendment because that was new money not included in our budget. So
got it.
There was a budget amendment on to appropriate the funds to pay for those things, both at the Five Points area and the two down at the beach at the Causeway and at Highway 87. So it's still probably 6 weeks or so before those are installed and operational, but they should be there for the bulk of the summer season and the beach traffic that comes with that.
And I assume that you guys have been doing wait times, you know, kind of observation, that they've, you know, got the lines out in the roadway to measure that kind of stuff, and then are going to compare that to afterwards so you can do some kind of a measurable, hey, here's what we spent and here's how we know it's working. I mean, I assume that that's taking place.
Yep.
Outstanding. Well, I look forward to the results.
We're working with Yeah, we'll be working with the Transportation Planning Organization. They staff and monitor the system and the traffic management center. So looking at, you know, once those are installed, what is the change and what is the benefit is part of the program.
Very good. We're talking to Dan Schebler. He is a Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, one of the things I was kind of surprised by this, the size of the conversation that was had over the pit safety change. And I wanted to have you give folks maybe a quick rundown on this. The way I understand it is that the county is currently involved in an annual inspection based on the death of a couple of children a couple decades ago who got themselves into a pit and wound up dying, which is a horrible tragedy. And the effort was to try to bring some kind of a safety mechanism to these dig pits. Unfortunately, the ones that are grandfathered in prior to the change, of course, they didn't have to change anything. But this is the idea of it's got to be sloped a certain way, you know, low slope, or it has to have no water in the bottom, or else if neither of those, then it has to have a fence with signs all around it. The problem is that you can't fix the old ones, or the geography of the situation makes it impossible, or people violate the fence on their own, or the fence doesn't. I mean, it seemed like we're going through this performance of being able to say we're doing it, but it's not really making a safety difference. The worry is that if we say every year they're safe, then something happens. Now the county's involved in this process, as opposed to just letting the Land Development Code be the governing. Do I have it in a nutshell? Is that basically right?
I think you encapsulated it very well. What the board decided to do was just to table that, and as we finish the Land Development Code, which is where all those there are a bunch of performance standards relating to pits in the Land Development Code currently, and will be in the new Land Development Code. Which we have another workshop this afternoon on that, starting at 1 p.m. But making sure that we capture the performance standards in one place, and then code enforcement has that document, whether it's in the land development code or this separate standalone ordinance. I think the direction was to reconcile the two and go with one that encapsulates the safety requirements and the performance standards for operating.
Okay, so what we're doing is, instead of taking this layer off that may be an unnecessary layer and may invite litigation against the county, we're going to wait, we're going to put the LDC in, and then it will really become superfluous at that point, and we can take it off with no real consequence, which it probably has no consequences anyway, but this is sort of the, you know, doing one instead of two first. Is that basically the idea?
Right. You got it.
All right. Very good. Dan Schebler, he is. And look, I know it's frustrating, because what we all want is we all want to make the pits safe from anybody who might inadvertently wander in, their kids, whatever. And it's just, I mean, that's a great goal we all share, but there's feasibility difficulties in making that happen in practice based on the actual size, shape of the pits, the property lines, and all that stuff, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, I know it's like many things in government. You know, it's hard to find a good solution, even though we all recognize the problem. So I appreciate you doing some work on that. Dan Schebler, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, thanks as always for the time. Thanks for the work. I know a lot of times it's challenging, but that's why you took the job. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.